Everybody, I'm Chris.
And I'm Dee, and you are tuned in to the Lady Code. What are we doing in Lady Code?
I like to talk shit.
And I like to speak truth about basically everything. So grab a drink.
Or whatever it is you do when you're chilling.
And let's get to it. What's up, y'all?
Hey, welcome back to the Lady Code.
Welcome back to the Lady Code. You know what today is?
What day is today?
It is Halloween. Halloween.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Lady Code, boys and girls. See what we did there? Do you see what we did there?
My aunt does that all the time.
Oh, like a
she does
an
this,
evil cackle?
Has this horrible laugh that she does. And every year we do like family haunted houses for the kids. My dad will set it up at his house. And it'll be like a full-fledged haunted house, like with theatrics and with like machinery.
How did I
and
know
like
about this?
A ghost flying through the backyard and every year.
What?
Every year is crazy. It was off the top last year.
Y'all never invited me.
Well, you just had the baby.
Yeah, but all the mother
and then all the
what's
kids
and for all the other years.
It's for the kids. Okay. This is for the kids. So they gonna phase it out now because we don't have a whole bunch of little baby kids in the family no more.
Martin love the kids.
Right, so my aunt would be the bat in the back every year, like behind a tree, like.
That's creepy.
It's creepy as shit.
That's.
And we'd be like, "Who is that?" That's our Debbie. When we was kids, that shit used to scare us, and she did it every year.
So it's like a trend in your family to scare the youngest.
Aunt Debbie just got that. I'm not even doing the laugh right, but it was creepy as hell.
Ooh, that sounds a little disturbing, but you know.
Halloween is disturbing.
Halloween is definitely disturbing.
Which is why y'all today we ain't talking no truth. We just speaking shit.
Literally.
We just gonna speak some shit
for a whole episode.
We just gonna talk some shit.
That's right. And it's going to be a good time. So, yeah. Before we get into our foolishness, do you have anything you want to get us caught up on that's happening with you?
Well, let's see. So, look, I went to an event this past week. It was for a friend's birthday. She had black light yoga. And I never heard of it, but it was actually pretty cool. We all sat up in the basement, and we had our yoga mat set up. The lights were out, but we had the black lights going all over the basement. It was it was nice. Mm-hmm. So then after, she threw out all these individual like banana hammocks for everybody. It was pretty cool, and wanted to watch a damn scary movie. So I'm like, what kind of scary movie y'all trying to watch?
Now, would you say scary?
You mean like scary? You mean like Candyman scary? You mean like Amityville Horror scary?
Right, because
or you want to and do like some like for real Paranormal Activity scary.
There's levels.
It's levels to this shit. You know what I mean? So can we do like scary movie scary? I can take that.
That's a comedy.
I can take that though. The mask get me every damn time.
They don't even count.
Every time.
Every time.
So you know what they ended up playing?
What? Wait.
Nigga.
The Shining?
Damn near. Insidious 2.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say?
That's good.
Can I just say?
That's good.
That I've never been so close to death in my life.
Watch it a scary movie?
I thought I was going to die.
Don't die.
I thought, like, I had my hoodie over my head with, like, one hand in front
you
of my
are
face.
You're not that scared.
I'm not even joking. Hoodie over head. Buried into the banana hammock with one hand in front of my face trying to like block the screen.
Okay.
And just look at it with
Insidious
one eye at a time.
Insidious is scary. It's a terrifying.
Yeah, I almost died. So yeah, I won't be watching that again. And now my movie budget for the year, my scary movie budget for
blown.
The year is done. One a year. And I ain't even made it.
You know what
just
I used to watch that used to like stress me out?
What?
What was that movie called? With the video cameras all over the place. Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
Those movies aren't very scary.
It's too real.
They're not very scary but they are stressful to
They're
watch.
Stressful. Yes.
Because if you think about it, like so much of the movie is just you staring at empty rooms with nothing happening.
Mm-hmm.
But you're just so tightly wound because you're looking at everything like waiting like oh my god what should I be paying attention to like when it's just like a still shot oh my god
and then they show that one little
me
cup
out so much.
Just slowly slide across the desk and you be like oh shit
right
Oh, shit.
But, oh my God, those movies stressed me out. Insidious is good. The Conjuring is another good one. I was never really, and maybe it's just me, maybe because I thought it was real, but I guess what makes it not scary is the fact that it's supposedly real. But The Exorcist, the film never moved me. Like
I never watched it. It definitely didn't move me.
It didn't seem scary to me. And then The Shining, I didn't find particularly scary either.
Never watched
it. People, I mean, that's a cult favorite. First of all, people think that's scary.
I have a rule. I have a one scary movie per year budget. Last year, my scary movie was It. And that was it.
Wait, the new It. So you went and saw it. It was the new It. You saw it.
I saw it here.
Okay.
At home.
Okay, but you saw it.
But I did see it.
Okay.
That was my one movie.
Yep.
But I have to watch, if I watch a scary movie, there has to be a man in my bed that night.
Okay, that's fair.
I gotta sleep with a man. It can't be a cat. I can't be like, come here.
Yeah. Cats don't.
They don't do nothing for me. If anything, they gonna be staring down the damn hallway.
Yeah.
If something pop up. Cats I don't got time don't for it.
Yeah.
I don't got time for it.
I don't know. I like a good scary movie, but 'tis the season where people watch, you know, people kind of binge on scary films and everything. What did I watch that was scary? I don't feel like I've watched anything scary yet.
Don't.
There are some things that I might want to go see. I know, what's his name?
Don't do it to yourself.
Witch comes back in theater, Halloween.
Hell no. Hell.
He's back in there.
No.
So I don't know. I might go out there and see that.
So look, I don't know if y'all saw the video. I think it went viral. It was a video online.
With the little kids.
With the little kids. Did you see it?
You saw the black girl? She said,
and then she was like, nope. So look, y'all. It was a video of all these little kids. And it was,
oh, man.
So the idea was, you know how your kids are so happy to take a picture with Santa Claus or Santa?
Yeah.
And they say, what would happen if your kid took a picture with Michael Myers?
Yeah.
And so they let these kids do it, too.
Haunted house.
Yeah.
House.
So they have, so there was a few boys that was like, oh, one little boy was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
He was like 8 years old. And then another little boy, he just looked really freaked out. One little, oh, nice little sweet-ass little white girl.
Yo, that reminded me of my
She was all hugging
so
on Michael Myers.
That
like,
is pretty much what D.
That's how you get kidnapped. Yeah. That's how you get kidnapped.
Amen.
Okay? Then a little black girl walked up the steps, looked at Mike, and she was like, nope.
I was like, that is a black child
oh,
through and through.
That was a black child.
And
that was
she,
hilarious.
When she was leaving, she dropped her little
She was
bringing
down them steps.
She was like, ain't nah.
She
it
was like,
working.
Nah, my mother told me not to talk to strangers.
She said, no.
Or weird white men with masks on.
Not today.
That's not going to happen.
She said, you scary enough about the mask.
Speaking of masks.
Yeah.
What would you say is your favorite and least favorite Halloween costume?
Okay. So, my least favorite Halloween costume is them lazy ones, where it's like, sexy bunny. Or like, you know what I mean?
Sexy
like,
cop.
It's basically like whatever basic ass uniform that you throw fishnet stockings on.
So the sexy cop is not a good look. You know I was a sexy cop for 3 years in a row.
See, that's that lazy
the
shit.
The same, that's it was extra lazy. It was the
I know.
Same daggone costume.
I know. I'm saying them things, they don't take no thought.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
I had to rip up the fish in that stockings a little bit so it made it look like I was running after motherfuckers all day. Like I was a sexy SWAT after work. That was my outfit. Sexy SWAT after work, ready for a drink. That was my outfit. That was my costume.
Sweaty, sexy SWAT. Because if you was chasing
sweaty,
people
sexy
all day,
SWAT.
That's so the
yeah.
Sweaty takes the sexy out, so it's just nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't like those.
I
think they're pretty lacy.
Okay.
And did you say my favorite? Oh, what's my favorite? I feel like my favorite are ones that are. They don't even have to be store-bought, but I think the ones that, like, people put effort into. Like, I don't know if you saw on, there's, like, a video floating around Facebook, but it's, like, all these little kids and they're Transformers.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the costumes, like, when they kneel down on the ground, they go from, like, being the Transformer.
The car?
And it actually, like, snaps back into, like,
really
the thing that they transform from. Dog.
But see, so
that's impressive.
Yeah, that is. I wonder how much that shit cost.
They made it.
They made that?
They made it. Those were homemade outfits.
That's what's up.
It was three of them. It was a truck, an airplane, and the bumblebee.
That's some ingenuity right there.
Ingenuity. So I appreciate
I like
that.
That.
Or like when people, you know, like it'll be like the baby that's dressed up like a frappuccino.
Yeah, I think those are
cute. I saw one today that was really cute. this guy had a baby in like the baby harness. Uh-huh. And the baby had on a suit. And the dad had on a suit and sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And he was holding up a little fake presidential podium that they made out of cardboard. So mm-hmm. the baby looked like the president giving a speech. And he was looked like he was standing behind him. And he was a security. So he had his hand out. Oh, that is
cute.
Oh, my God. That was adorable. I like that. That's a good costume.
I hate the costumes that just look unnecessarily scary and demented for no reason. Like the ones where they
there
like...
There is a reason.
It is no reason. I'm talking shit today, okay? I don't like this damn holiday. It's the worst holiday ever.
You just scared.
And like the ones where they be having like, you know how like they'll cut like a slit on the side of the boat? It'd be a fake slit and it'd be like blood.
Yeah, like come Joker.
On. Yeah, like yeah. Nah, don't want to see it. I don't want to see a fake blood paint. Yo, I don't. So it really scary. Creeps me out when they be putting the little contacts in the eyes, make the eyes look all white and shit. It's creepy as hell. I can't look at you without almost half dying. I swear, what do you do on Halloween? I'm the closest to death at Halloween.
Do you go outside?
Nope. I stay in the house and I be sucking my thumb like a baby.
Okay. Just be in here watching praise dances on YouTube.
But I like the, I think my favorite costumes are the ones where like couples come dressed together. Yeah, yeah. And it's like one compliments the other. Like not like no stupid shit like salt and pepper, mm-hmm. you know. But like I seen somebody come one day. Somebody came as Mary J. Blige. What's her husband's name?
Oh, they divorced.
I know. This is I know.
Ken.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But you knew, he wasn't really the important part. But he was definitely he was supposed to be her husband, mm-hmm. and she was Mary J. Blige, and she was just doing a Mary J. Blige whole
the dance.
Mary J. Blige dance the whole night. Had the
bangs.
Kept like pushing the bangs on her face and shit.
Yes.
That joint was so damn funny. So like you know I always wanted to go as like TLC. But I just haven't found.
You had two.
My cousin told me I'm clearly T-Boss.
I believe
you
that.
You see that?
I believe
so
that.
So I need my chili and I need my left eye.
Okay.
And they got to look the part a little bit.
I could be. Who is the showman? Left eye. I could be left eye.
Left eye?
I just need a ponytail.
You got to be hyped all night. And you got to just go start doing like, so let me give you something to think about.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You got to just start doing all her raps and stuff all over the place. And Chili got to be real cool, real chill.
I'll be Chili.
You Chili?
I'll be chilly.
Sitting there just like, I'm here.
Left eye just made me tired.
Exactly.
And I ain't do nothing yet.
So look, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Would you spend a full night in a haunted house for $200,000?
Okay, let me clear.
Guaranteed. You need to lay some
I need
to clarify ground rules.
Question. Yeah.
Okay.
Are we talking about a haunted house, like a Six Flags haunted house? Or are we talking about an actual house that is haunted?
Actual house that you know is haunted.
For $200,000?
$200.
Just one night?
Just one night.
Tax-free, don't nobody know about
it? Tax-free.
I ain't got to claim it?
Nah. But you got to make it out. You got to live to tell the story. You're going to go through some shit while you in there, though. And just having some headphones with you ain't going to be enough.
Yeah. I would do it.
What?
Yep.
Mm-mm.
I feel like there's got to be somewhere that I could, like...
You cannot hide.
Hide.
You can't hide. You're going to be tormented all night.
That's not scary.
No.
Okay.
I ain't doing that shit.
Who writing the check? As long as I get the check, 24 hours?
By the time you get that check, you'll be rocking back and forth in your chair just looking
stupid. Does my phone stay charged?
Nope. You can't take your phone.
Well, because now you're being stupid.
You can't take your phone and you got to have your eyelids taped back the whole time so you can't miss nothing.
$200,000.
Okay, well, no. Yeah, I ain't doing that.
But if it was just like spend the night in a house that's like, haunted for $200,000 tax free, I'd do that. 24 hours, yeah.
Not even 24 hours. Just spend the night. Wake up, go home.
Oh, just so spend the night so I can get in around like 8, mm-hmm. and then just wake up at like 6.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
But you gotta understand the price that's set so high. It gotta be some shit going on in that house.
Maybe it's not. We'll never know until we do it.
I ain't doing it.
That's okay. I will. Let me
get a dollar till I get back on my feet. Hey, then, okay?
Whoever got a haunted house for $200,000.
I'm in there.
She in it. Holla at your girl.
She in it. So look, do you even celebrate Halloween?
So when I was younger, we didn't really. No. I do have a picture to show my age. When I was really small, like around my daughter's age, there's a picture of me in my great grandmother's house dressed up as a Cabbage Patch doll. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a costume in the 80s.
Yeah.
How funny is that? So it was like a Cabbage Patch doll mask and like a little slip over doll outfit.
Yeah.
But like, I do remember when I was in elementary school, my mom was like, y'all not celebrating that devil holiday.
That devil's
so
holiday.
So they had all the kids that like just didn't celebrate it or whatever. And we all like were in like the media center watching videos and playing games all day. Or when they went to do the trick-or-treating part in school, where all the kids, you know, go from classroom to classroom. So it was all the kids who didn't participate. So, no, growing up, I didn't participate. We used to go to, they used to call them Hallelujah Night.
Instead of Halloween,
it was Hallelujah Night.
I would rather be there.
We used to go there, and it was kind of lit. It was yeah, lit. So we used to go, and they used to have cotton candy and popcorn and all that stuff. And you run around and play games. So no, we never did a trick or treat.
Did y'all wear costumes at Hallelujah Night? Y'all didn't dress up as characters out of the Bible?
Yo, that never even crossed my mind.
Like, who are you?
Noah. I should've.
Who are you? I'm David. He's Goliath.
I should've. But no, we didn't do that. So yeah, growing up, no, I didn't celebrate it, but I did dress the baby up last year as a pumpkin. This year she's gonna be a cowgirl. I just like the thought of dressing up in outfits. You know what I mean? But the whole trick or treating part, I don't know if we gonna do that because she can't eat no candy.
Right.
So it's kind of a waste. But I don't know. I might take her out so she can just kind of like bounce around from house to house and see all the other people dressed up, because I just like to see the excitement on her face.
I don't celebrate Halloween. Clearly.
Yeah, clearly.
I can't even watch a Halloween commercial without getting scared. Without my anxiety kicking in. Without closing my eyes and closing my ears. Looking like a bitch.
Hey.
Looking like a straight up punk.
You are scary.
Can't do it. But you know what I will do?
Easy.
What I will do is go to a costume party. Something like that. I'll go to Six Flags, King's Dominion, go to like a haunted house. So I know it's some of y'all out there that's rocking with me on this. That's like, nah, I'm good. I'm gonna just stick with the haunted houses and the King's Dominion and
difference?
Six Flags.
You could do those very same things wearing a costume.
You're right. I guess it's just a lighter. I guess I don't just take it as seriously. Like, somebody asked me to go to Field of Screams, and I was like, you out your goddamn mind.
I don't even know what that is.
You must not even know me.
I don't know.
Because if you think I'm going to go into a field.
Oh, like
a real
nighttime?
Field at nighttime.
Oh, hell no.
With people running around with like chainsaws and like looking like real crazy people.
That's trying to get you. Crazy out there for real.
Exactly.
Yeah,
why
no.
would I do that?
Mm-mm.
And they had somebody tell me about this new situation. It's like a Walking Dead situation. So you can
that
do like
fun.
A full, for real, like Walking Dead haunted house. Why do I want zombies chasing after me in for real?
That sounds
like real
fun.
Life? Nah.
That sounds fun, but like in the context of maybe like an escape room. But like if it was an escape.
They have that.
Yeah, see, I would like to do that. That sounds fun.
I was actually asked to go to one of those recently.
You should have.
And I just laughed at him. I was like.
You must not know me.
You think you know me?
And you don't.
And you don't. Because you know damn well.
The outside.
He was like, come on.
No, that outside feel does not sound fun at all. So you do celebrate Halloween. You just don't take it.
I don't take it as seriously.
Some people take it very seriously.
I don't like buy candy. I'm not buying no damn candy. Don't knock on my door. The lights are off. Don't nobody live here. We moved. Like, don't even mess with me.
You should sign up that say Jehovah's Witness.
Shouldn't we be laughing at that? Oh, yeah, because it's a holiday. They don't celebrate holidays.
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah. Sometimes I do candy, sometimes I don't. But I feel like the last couple of times I haven't done it, but it's just because they don't. You remember, like, it was a universal code. Like, if my light is on, I'm giving you candy.
That's
if my light is off, I'm not. But people be knocking on your door even when your light off.
Anybody knock on my door last year?
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, what are y'all doing? I said, I don't got snow candy this year.
You know what, away from me. I might want to kind of do it this year, only because I feel like my roommate, she's so damn festive. Mm-hmm. And, like, I love everybody. She might want to do it.
Your neighbors are festive as hell.
Yeah, I'm not putting everything. No Halloween decorations up. I'm not doing no green, no orange lights. That shit is creepy.
Across the street from me, I'm talking about like convenience store size, blow up, like they need the air machine to stay on.
Halloween stuff.
Yeah, stuff on the roof, full size, like ghost, like 8 feet, 9 feet ghost.
See, nah, that's assault. You assaulting me with your ornaments. I'm scared.
Every night. And that
I can't even go to sleep.
Yo, that house be glowing. Nah. And them dreams, I'm like, damn, your electricity bill must be off the hook right now. Yeah, but they have, that journey's legit. You know how it's like always that one house on a block that just go out of control with Christmas?
But Christmas make you feel good and happy.
But whatever. And tingly. It's that Christmas.
Halloween make you feel scared.
It's that Christmas effect on Halloween at that house. Like that joint, his house is decorated. He decorated his ass off.
That's what's up. He can go to pay them bills off too.
Well, I don't know. Clearly they like it. So what are your thoughts on like paranormal activity? Like, do you think it's legit?
So here's
it's
the thing.
Not legit.
Paranormal activity. I just feel like just saying those words just sends chills down my whole body. I can't. I tried to have a conversation about it last night. I couldn't even. I was like, stop. We got to put the brakes on that because it's nighttime. I'm home by myself. I don't have no protection or no sage. So, yeah, I'm a sage burner.
Okay.
Listen, we went to Belize. We inside this big-ass Airbnb. You don't know who stayed in. Who come in and out of the house, who's come bringing spirits and demons in there with them. So my soror, she was like, somebody got a lighter? I'm going to burn this sage. She burnt sage in every area of that big ass house. We was all in there like, won't he do it? Won't he do it?
So wait, do you burn sage every time you stay somewhere? Or was it just because you were in Belize?
I don't know, it wasn't just because we was in Belize. I haven't burned sage anywhere other than my house.
Okay.
I bless this house. This house is blessed by God.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Yes.
But she blessed. She does it anytime she goes somewhere. She probably be in a hotel room. It's like, baby, pass my sage. Pass my sage, baby.
I was going to say, because if you got to do it, you got to be consistent.
Be consistent.
Dang.
Yeah.
So she just, everywhere she goes, sage.
So I'm a sage burner.
Wow. I've never burned sage.
You know sage smell like weed. It do. It smell like straight weed. It smell like some real shit. It smell like some Reggie.
Like a low strain.
Just some weak ass weed. That's what Reggie is. Smell like some weak ass weed.
Yeah, no, I've never burned sage. Yeah. But you didn't answer the question either.
So my thoughts on it is that it's too scary for me to even talk about. I don't like the idea of spirits being in between. You know,
places to go.
Yeah, and just kind of being stuck here. Uh-huh. But I do think that they're. Are spirits that exist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we had this conversation no more. I'm scared.
Yes. But like,
is there gonna be a man in my bed tonight?
But do all spirits necessarily have to be evil or like
don't
bad?
Matter. I don't wanna see good or bad. Because God will only allow you to see what he know you can deal with. And God know I can't handle that shit. So God, he be like, bow, block you. I'm gonna block you from all that. Bow.
I'm trying
block
to think like
that.
If I've ever had an experience. So I've definitely like been places or like in like a room or like somewhere by myself or like
can I just say that this like conversation feel, is stressing me out.
I don't care. But like you I don't know. But like you feel something like moving. Like you could just be sitting somewhere and you like just feel like a like dang, I feel like somebody like sitting behind me or like I don't know. Like that's definitely happened to me before and I don't know like if that qualifies as like a spirit or something and I've definitely like been in a house and there's been like nothing in the house with me and like you like hear something like somewhere else like in the house and like nobody else is home but it's not like you hear like something like oh well that could have been like a rodent or something or like a cat or a dog or something like you clearly hear something like move and you like okay well
not going to explore that.
Exactly. And that is my response. Like, well, that happened.
Yep.
Like, whatever it is, you're not going to get me. I'm not going to explore.
Not today. Second.
You just going, you can move whatever you need to move until it's where you want it to be. Because I'm not looking into it. But I have definitely, like, felt like presences before. And I'm not even saying like they're foreboding or like evil feeling or whatever, but you know, like sometimes you just be somewhere or like you're doing something, you just be like, oh, I feel like I'm not by myself right now.
Well, you ever heard the term, I forget, I've tried to block it out of my head. Let's just say that. I ain't forget, it's blocked. It's in there, but it's blocked right now.
Okay.
I think it was called like the witch was on your back.
Whispers?
The witch was like the witch on your back.
Oh, no.
So.
I've not heard that.
Oh, Lord, I don't have no sage. We should be burning sage now.
Go ahead.
God damn, I got this candle though.
Wave it when I leave. What's that, grapefruit?
It's a sage candle.
It works the same.
I should have bought a sage candle today.
Should have burned some of that
especially
parsley.
Especially knowing I was going to have this damn conversation.
Some of that parsley
burn
tea.
Some parsley. But so, no, this is a true story.
Okay.
So I was in bed and I was sleeping. Mm-hmm. And mind you, it was a lot of stuff going on in my life at this time. It was a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. I was stressed the fuck out. Mm-hmm. And so it's probably some not too good stuff going on too. Just like probably had me down or whatever. Mm-hmm. So let's say I wasn't in the best headspace. Mm-hmm. So I went to go to sleep. And while I was asleep, I was dreaming that I saw something at my closet door. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't. I just saw something. I don't know what the fuck it was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Right?
Right.
And then it was like just a figure. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, shit.
You were dreaming at this point.
It was like I was dreaming.
Or you're like fading into
sleep. It was like I was dreaming. Okay. But I didn't. It was like I didn't know if I was dreaming or not. Let's say that. It felt real, but I wasn't.
You
I didn't
sure
want
you
it to be
awake.
Real.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm seeing this thing. And then, but it was very, very, very faint. And next thing you know, I felt like I woke up. Mm. But I ain't see it no more. But I couldn't move. Mm. I tried to get up.
And you couldn't move.
And I could not move. And this paralysis. This was a while back. And I remember, this was probably after like grad school, right? Mm-hmm. Around grad school, I was staying with my mother. So I went to go yell her name.
Nothing.
And nothing came out. And I could not move. So I had no vocals.
Creepy.
I had no movement. And I felt... This sounds so creepy, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. I don't be playing with this ghost shit. But I for real felt like that whatever that was kind of like...
On your chest?
Consumed my body. Mm. And then I felt it kind of like...
Let go.
Like kind of release me in a sense. And then I was just like...
Should be real. No, Lord. Did you go get some sage?
I ain't move. What do I look like? A white person? Get up
well,
and go see what's going on? I don't know where it went. So I stayed in my little bed. I put my back as close to the wall as I could. And I put my hood, my blanket over my head. And I probably was like... Started sucking my thumb and went to sleep.
It was night.
Yeah. And I woke up the next morning and was fucked up. I was like...
Did you look?
I was
stuff?
Like this. I was like, Mom.
I don't think I'm gonna make it.
Something crazy happened last night.
I don't even know
how to explain it.
Man.
And my boss called it the witch on your back. And I was like, well, that witch is a bitch. And I don't want to ever see that thing again.
That's interesting. I never heard that phrase before. But similarly, not too long ago, I want to say maybe like 2-3 years ago, I was asleep. Were we in Baltimore? Might have been living in Baltimore. I don't know. Anyway, I was asleep. And I just remember, like, you ever have like a dream that was like so real feeling? Like all the dreams, but
my head just went to another place. I just thought about
D
getting some dick.
How did I know?
I was recently having a conversation with somebody about that. Oh, I'm sorry. Start again.
But the dream was real feeling, like to the point. I feel like I don't even know what I was dreaming about, but I do remember being jolted out of my dream because somebody grabbed me. But they I feel like I was sitting somewhere, like trying to open something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what position I was in last, but I feel like both of my forearms were in front of me, like I was trying to maybe pull my way out of something. And then out of nowhere, these big creepy-ass hands just came up and, grabbed both of my forearms.
Like you couldn't move.
Yeah, I couldn't move. And then when that happened, I woke up, startled myself up. And when I swear to God, when I look down at my
arm. Don't say it. Listen. Listen.
When I look down at my arm, it wasn't nothing there, but I felt like I could still feel like a hand on my, like gripping. Like I felt the pressure of a hand still gripping my forearm. Bruh, when I say I woke up, and the first thing I did was we had a dog. I called my dog. My dog came in. And I was like, if he come in this joint freaking out, then I'm gonna freak out. But he came in and he was chilling. So I was like, I looked at him for a second. He was looking at me like, bitch, what's wrong? And I was like, all right. Because, you know, they are sensitive to stuff like that. So he was cool. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right. So that was a dream.
You saw me just, I just looked for Izzy, like looking for the cat. Like, is there anything in here?
But, yeah, that was probably the most scary and real, like, ghost related dream that I had. Outside of like occasionally just feeling like something moves in on me, I don't really deal with it too much, and I've never felt threatened by you know, like the feeling of warmth in a room. Mm-hmm. Or like a room will like suddenly get like really quiet.
Yeah
But I mean, I don't find that threatening though. So
speaking about my dream,
okay,
my perverted mind, where my perverted mind just went.
About the D?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she can't never say the full word. One of my other friends don't.
I thought I was being hip. Ain't that what the
kids One of my call? Friends don't even like saying the P word. She's like, oh, it makes me feel gross when you say pussy. I hate it.
I'm cringing.
But no, when I had that dream, it made me, just now when I was saying about it, it made me think about this story I seen about Bobby Brown. And they said,
oh my God.
It was an interview with Bobby Brown. And Bobby Brown said he had sex with a ghost. And the interviewer was like, Bobby.
Right, which is how I am.
Were like, you high?
Yes.
And I believe he was like, no. I think he was like, I was clear-minded.
Bobby was high.
He was like, no, because that sounds like something that she would say if you were high.
Yes.
And he was like, no. And he was this. He was like, no, I for real had sex with a ghost. And it was good.
Bobby Brown.
He said it was real good too. He said the ghost just got on top of me and just like started riding.
And then he woke up the next
day. He said, so I was like, well shit, I'm gonna go in and just let this ghost just take control and just hey, we
and,
in there.
And then the next day he had to change his sheets because that's what he was really humping.
The sheets.
Yes, his pillows. In his cases.
When I heard the story, and actually I watched it online. I had to go look it up.
The first thing I thought about was, what was that? Damon Wayans movie. Or Marlon Wayans movie.
When he was having sex with the ghost? Yeah. That was funny. That was funny.
Bobby Brown probably got smacked.
He was watching that movie and thought
that happened to him.
That is funny.
That's what happened. That's funny.
So if I look at things.
Ain't nobody banging no damn.
If we think about spirits and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. If I think about like my job. Mm-hmm. Because we always come across people that's seeing things, mm-hmm. right? Having psychosis. And mm-hmm. a lot of times, the whole experience of psychosis can lie within the realm of spirituality. Mm-hmm. And some people might see purple polka-dotted puppies walking across the room. And we know damn well that shit don't exist. So you tripping. Mm-hmm. And then, so that's the obvious, like, you know, mm-hmm. purple that polka-dotted puppies over there.
Right.
And they're like, no, it is right there. It is. No. Are you hallucinating?
Yeah, you turn it's around. It's real and be like,
to
me. Would you look at that?
There is a purple polka dotted puppy over there.
Would you look at that? That's crazy.
But then you have people that's like, they be seeing spirits and stuff, right? So I had this one client. This girl was, she was scared me, like for real. Mm-hmm. Like I would for real pray every time
you
I was going to work with her. Wow. I mean, if I was going in her presence, I'd be like, Jesus.
Wow. Like, yeah. She was possessed, you think?
No, I don't know if she was possessed, I'm saying, but I just didn't feel good around her. Mm. And so she would come to my office.
She was older?
She was younger than me.
Okay.
She would come to my office. And so one day, she comes in and she goes, she was like, you better be careful. And I said, why?
Did you lean in like that?
I did. Why?
What you talking about?
What you talking about? And she was like, I've been seeing spirits jumping in and out of people all day. This is a true story. I've been seeing spirits jumping in and out of people all day. And I was like, you seeing spirits over here?
you verified with a client, though.
I did. I'm not even joking. And the reason I did it is because, first of all, this is me somewhat confronting her and challenging her hallucination, okay? So I said, I didn't say it like that. You these birds over here. Right. I was just like, okay. Are you experiencing anything at this moment? Mm-hmm. And she was like, she looked around my office and she was like, no, you good. And she goes, I didn't see nothing jump inside of you. I was like, oh God, thank God. Thank you, God.
I prayed up over here. Right. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Won't he do it?
Right. But she said, but I seen the spirit jump into him.
Who?
I ain't going to say the co-worker's name.
Oh.
I seen it jump inside of him.
Ooh.
She was like, and he got issues. Ooh. Just like that. I was like, okay.
Ooh.
Okay. In the same conversation, she told me that morning she saw the devil sitting on the edge of her bed. I was just like, oh. Well, that is 45 minutes.
That's our time.
That's our 45 minutes, so we can go ahead and wrap it up.
Dropping in.
Yeah, so
be sure to sign
next
out
week,
and take all your demons
with
you.
Let's start fresh with some, we'll start on a high note.
That's right.
Can't not on a low note.
We're not going to start
right.
here.
I had to really process that session with my supervisor. I was like, this motherfucker is scaring the shit out of me.
But a lot of people, I feel like a lot of mentally ill people do have ideations of the devil or like demonic hallucinations. Mm-hmm. I feel like I mean, and I'm not a professional, you are, but I think the most common hallucinations are either of a demonic sense or angelic. You know what I mean?
Well, I think a lot of times people's hallucinations are basically can be manifestations of things that they go through within their lives. Right? Like people will, a lot of times, like schizophrenics may deal with like voices saying really negative things about them or saying kill yourself or you're worthless, you're stupid, you're ugly, you're fat, you're this, you're that, and the third. But when it comes to hallucinations, like on the visual side of things, it can range from anything. It can be anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I'm thinking like normally when people do crazy things and then they claim either like the devil made me do it or like Jesus made me do it, like those are like, it seems like those are like the go-to things.
Yeah, well,
you know
yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So in that sense, then you have individuals who are the ones who are fixated on their spirituality and with their hallucinations. Then there's somewhat of a, it's like a question, and it's like, well, who's to say that this person isn't seeing the spirit? You know what I mean?
Right.
So who's to say that this person's grandmother didn't come see them? Or when I go to evaluate you and you talking to the wall and I don't know who you're talking to, and you're talking to your grandma. Who
to say she's not there, say she's, right?
You know what I'm saying? So when I'm just very mindful of clients and patients when it comes to the spirituality fixated hallucinations. It's really creepy.
It's a little creepy.
It's really creepy.
Well, I can't say that I've ever had like a clear experience where there was like somebody like appeared before me and like said something or
oh no
whatever
not
and
like
I
that.
Yeah, and I don't quite frankly intend to ever have that kind of experience, but you know a lot of people do. There's a lot of stories about it, there's a lot of shows about it, and you know that's what a lot of these movies are about. I think the ones that really affect people the most are movies that are about possessions,
right?
So like I guess that would be like The Conjuring and The Exorcist and all those other movies.
Just hearing the names.
Yeah, but I speaking of like the horror movies, I know some people that around this time of year just like binge. Like I know one person and they do 31 days of scary movies.
Nope.
So like once October hits, like every night they watch like
a
scary
movie. People are desensitized to that.
Right.
Me, I'm hypersensitive to stuff like that. I just, listen, I really tried my hand about 2 weeks ago. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try American Horror Story.
I heard that shit was really good.
I heard that shit was really scary.
I intend to watch it. I just haven't watched it because I don't have time.
So I thought that this one was going to be interesting, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I think it was like the latest season. It was an episode and they called Election Day or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically about these people finding out that Trump actually got elected, so it was real.
So they
found out
it was a true
it was
story.
Based on right it was a true story because
true
they was
story.
Messed up, but they found out that Trump got elected, and this one lady basically just went crazy and like started hallucinating and seeing clowns, like evil demented clowns.
Those are called Republicans. Go ahead.
She was seen Republicans everywhere she went.
Right.
And it drove her crazy. Mm. And then the clowns were just became like the basis of the show.
Yeah.
Them clowns was doing some fucked up stuff. And okay. I was just like, nope. Mm-mm. Couldn't even finish it.
Can't do it.
And the person I watched it with, I was like, yo, you have to finish this. He was like, it's 3 minutes left. I was like, I can't take it. I can't take any more.
My spirit is disturbed.
And that is the truth. I made this man watch 3 whole minutes by himself. I was like, go on now, I can't, mm-mm. Don't you bring that around here.
I used to be more sensitive to watching things that had like scary or demonic connotations to them when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm not so much anymore. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But I tend to like, it don't bother me.
You desensitize. See, yeah. For me, this is how the child's mind works. According to a theorist in psychology, a child's like personality and things that they like, things that they love, things that they hate is set by like age 8, right?
I've heard that.
Right? And your brain works as a filter. And things go in when you're young. Things go in and out of this filter. So things gonna go in and it's either gonna be filtered into the I like this side. Or it's gonna go into the side and be like, oh hell no. I don't rock with this.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I was younger, I tried spicy food and my brain was like, no, we not rocking with this.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a child, trying to tell you, every time I would go, it's no reason why 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds should be watching scary movies all the damn time. It's no reason.
Because I definitely did.
As a kid, I would go over there and you would see Freddy Krueger. Is it Cougar or Freddy Krueger?
Kruger?
That's how I don't even know because I don't even pay attention. Yeah. Freddy.
Yeah.
Chucky
was creepy.
Tales from the Crypt. Y'all remember 12 Tales from the Damn Crypt and Thriller. The damn Thriller video was 13 minutes of terror. Okay? And I watched it all the time. Every time I went to their house, all these four things was always on. She snorted and shit.
I'm sorry.
And it was scary as crap. And then they would just, and then my aunt, this is the same aunt, would be in the back like, and I'm like, why you fucking with me, Aunt Debbie? It's not funny. I'm scared. And then you're going to make me sleep in the living room in the dark.
By yourself.
Then I'm just going to see Chucky running down the hall at me.
Chucky was scary.
What did Chucky used to say?
It's time to play or something like that.
It's playtime or
playtime,
some shit.
Yeah.
No.
But see, I was scared of stuff. My sister used to tease me all the time. I used to think Gremlins was scary. That shit was not cute to me.
Oh shit!
But Chucky for sure was scary. But like I didn't really experience scary movies until
Gremlins
I was at least like 12, 13. Like
you know, Gremlins is not scary.
Them little things was ugly.
They was ugly.
And the way they like hatched out of that nasty slimy thing.
It was creepy.
That shit is scary.
Yeah. So your brain when you saw scary movies, your brain was like,
I was already like older then.
Okay.
So it wasn't in that mind shaping. Time period.
I know my brain was like, no.
Yeah.
We're not doing this.
Yeah. I think by the time I started watching it, I could determine what was real and what wasn't real. You see what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't struggling to, like...
I'm an adult, and
make
I
make sense of nonsense. Yeah.
I know reality.
I know.
I do.
But you've had your experience when you were 7.
And so. I know that these things aren't real.
But
in the
somewhere
movies.
In your mind...
But somewhere in my mind
don't
is very vivid.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, nah.
Uh-huh.
Nah.
That's right. Your mind burns some sage.
But so y'all, we're not going to really do no serious tip on this one. I'm going to take a lighter approach on this one because Halloween is already just too damn scary and serious for me as is.
Right.
So, like, why can't we all just go to costume parties and wear, like, cute, funny costumes when the kids come around for their hopefully untainted and safe costume and Halloween candy. I just don't understand. Why can't we just keep it like?
People can.
Why you gotta walk around with the blood on your face and vampires? But it's like, stop. I don't wanna hear all that shit. It creeps me out, okay? I don't mess with Halloween. So that's all I got to say.
You just need a trick or treat.
On a serious tip.
In the day. Which is fine.
Can I just get a treat?
Yeah, no tricks for you.
No tricks for me.
Well, since we keeping in this scary Halloween theme, we're going to go ahead and play Monster by Kanye because we thought it was fitting. It's not an endorsement for Kanye.
Speaking of Kanye, y'all got to check out that SNL skit with Chris Red being Kanye on Saturday Night Live in the Trump Oval Office. Gotta check it out. That's all I'm saying. It's kind of shit.
So here's Kanye. She came up to me and said, this the number two gal. If you want to make it number one, you're number two now. Miss that goose in Malibu, I call it Malibu, yeah. Goddamn easy, I would hit him with a new style. Know that motherfucker well, what you gonna do now? Whatever I want to do, gosh, it's cool now. Now I'm gonna do fast and new now. Think you motherfucker really, really need to cool out. Cause you'll never get on top of this. So mommy, best advice is just to get on top of this. Have you ever had sex with a pharaoh? I put the pussy in a sarcophagus. Now she claiming that I bruise her esophagus. Head of the class and she just want a scholarship. I'm living in the future, so the present is my past. My presence is a present, kiss my ass. Gossip, gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I got it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands. Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin, Ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. Question, what do these things all have in common? Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster. Conquer, stomp you, stop your silly nonsense. Nonsense, none of you niggas know where the swamp is. None of you niggas have seen the carnage that I've seen. I still hear fiends scream in my dreams. Murder, murder in black convertibles. I kill a block, I murder the avenues. I rape and pillage your village, women and children. Everybody wanna know what my Achilles heel is. Love, I don't get enough of it. All I get is these vampires and bloodsuckers. All I see is these niggas I made millionaires, milling about, spilling their feelings in the air. All I see is these fake fucks with no fangs, trying to draw blood from my ice cold fangs. I smell a massacre, seems to be the only way to back you back. Nigga, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I got it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands. Pull up in a monster, automobile gangster, with a bad bitch that came from Sri Lanka. Yeah, I'm in a tanga, color of Willy Wonka. You could be the king, but watch the queen conquer. Okay. First things first, I'll eat your brain. Then I'ma start rocking gold teeth and fangs. Cause that's what a motherfucking monster do. He a dresser from Milan, that's the monster do. Monster Giuseppe Hill, that's the monster show. Young Money is the roster and a monster crew. And I'm all up, all up, all up in the bank with the funny face. And if I'm fake, I ain't noticed cause my money ain't. Let me get this straight, wait, I'm the rookie. But my features and my shows 10 times your pay. 50K for a verse, no album out. Yeah, my money's so tall. Monster, y'all should be familiar with that. The song is not new.
I always liked that song.
Yeah, it was a good song.
It was the first time I heard it, I was scared.
I don't know, dude.
Because the intro, just another lonely night.
Yeah, it reminds me of Thriller.
Are you willing to sacrifice? This song is scary.
Oh my god, sacrifice, you scared so easy.
I saw the video. The video is scary. Okay. It's like watching a scary movie. Okay.
All right. Okay. Listen, so you guys be safe out there this Halloween Wednesday.
Yeah, that's all we got for you today.
Happy
guys.
Trick or treat.
Be safe.
Keep your eyes peeled for ghosts.
Check them babies' candy. Don't be letting nobody, don't even let the kids, just go buy your kids your own candy. Just
yeah,
trick them. Trick them and think that somebody put that candy, in their bag.
But then have the replace basket the at whole home
bag.
Gonna, yeah.
Just throw the whole bag out.
Throw the whole bag away. Yeah, but be careful, especially if you are going door to door knocking. Make sure that you're not by yourself, and make sure that people know where you are. If you are with a group of young people, I mean, because you know, at the end of the day, people still crazy out here.
Yes,
for real. So have a good time, be safe, enjoy yourself, and we'll get back with y'all next week.
Peace.
So yeah, you were supposed to tell me. You said you had a story or something.
Like, my mom.
Yeah.
So let me just say this. My mom is a very sincere person.
Okay.
And when she said this, I knew she was telling the truth.
Okay.
And I almost didn't get through the story because it scared the shit out of me.
For real?
And I lived in the house that she experienced this in. So she said that she was sitting on the bed one day. Just reading a book.
Sitting on the bed.
You know, just minding her business.
Right.
No music on. Uh-huh. No TV. Just
sitting.
Quiet.
Okay.
Right? So then something pops up from beside the door. Just kind of peeks his head at the door. And I said, Mom, what was it?
You saw it.
No, oh, no, you see you it. Said I told my mother, I said, what was it? And she said.
You are an actual fool.
And so she said, well, it was a ghost. And
well, she said that?
She said it was a ghost. And I said, well, how do you know? And she said, well, it did it again, peeked his head back again. And then she said, she was looking like, hold up, man, what is this? So she said, it swooped into the room. It was daytime. Wait. Swooped in like Casper. Just...
She swooped in like Justin Bieber's bangs.
Just bam. Just like that.
Wow.
Just swooped in. And then it sat on the bed with her. And I was like, what? I was like, Mom, stop playing. You lying. She was like, I'm being honest. It was really a ghost. And I was like, nah. What not? That's when y'all had me, right? I was in there. I was living in that house when this happened. And she was like, yeah, but you was at daycare. You weren't there.
Wow.
So I was like, all right, then what happened? Like, stop. Come on, just tell me the whole story because I'm freaking out. Just hurry up. Right. I'm trying to figure out if this ghost was in my room or whatever.
Right.
And so she said, well, then the ghost swooped in like Justin Bieber's bangs.
Uh-huh.
And sat on my bed.
Wow.
So then I looked. She said she looked directly at it. It didn't have eyes or anything, but she said it was like a figure of a person.
A person.
So then she said she kind of... Whenever she would move, it would like mirror whatever she did.
Wow.
Like it would look over. And she said the spirit looked afraid.
Of her?
Yes.
Wow.
As if it was concerned that we were intruding on his space.
Ooh.
And so she said that she didn't move. I said, what you do though? What you do? You wasn't scared? Like I would have. I wouldn't
know. She
ain't
trying to box
do.
It? Like,
she said she didn't know what to do. She said she was just stuck.
Wow.
Right. So then she just sat there. She said she didn't even put her book down. She just sat there and just looked at it, right? And then he was there for a few seconds. And then he just looked at her.
And rolled out.
And he rolled back out. Then she said she was just standing looking at the door. So for one good measure, he just peeked back in like.
Are you still there?
All right.
I
see you ain't fucking. You don't fuck with me. I ain't gonna fuck with you.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't believe you. I said, so basically what you're trying to tell me is when I got home from school that day, it was a ghost in the house. And she was just like,
what? And you just gave me a juice box and some Cheetos. Like
right,
that
and
happened.
Said, keep it moving.
Mm.
Turn on the Simpsons and said, keep it moving.
Yo, that is crazy.
But yeah, when she told me that, it freaked me out.
And
she didn't tell me until I was
real.
An adult.
She was for real.
She was for real.
Wow.
Like, I'm joking around, but she was like, for real. She still talks about this story.
Damn.
Yeah. So, I get chills in my back just thinking about it.
Don't do that. Ooh. It's time to go. Where the stage at?
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Lady Code.
Be sure to like, review, and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Also, make sure to follow us on all things social media at TheLadyCove_podcast.
And don't forget to send your questions and comments to TheLadyCove@gmail.com.
Peace.
You in the room.
Oh, you didn't know it was recording?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was recording either. She's sneaky because I didn't know it was recording until I just saw it.
I just thought the conversation was interesting.
It was.
We're not going to use all of it, but it would be comfortable.